Having a new baby can be an amazing experience, truly life-changing in every way. And when your baby is brand new, there are all the hospital checks, hearing and vision among them. Did you know that cataracts can affect babies? Hunter was born blind. Two dense cataracts were blocking his vision. And now his mum, Emma, wants you to know the warning signs that could save your child's sight. Emma Cummings is here now. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you going?
I am well, thank you. How's Hunter is my first question.
Ah, he's very much an active, very loud little 2.5-year-old little boy. He's actually doing really great now, which is really good.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear about that, but it's been a bit of a bumpy road. Tell me a bit about how he was found to have cataracts affecting his vision.
Yeah, so he was born in the local hospital here and the paediatrician did his usual 3-day post-birth check with him, and they actually found he had no red reflexes in his eyes. They just shine up light into his eyes and he had no reflex whatsoever in his eyes. So they actually thought it was either cataracts, which I was not even aware that children could get those. I thought that was for old people. or tumours, which also wasn't a good option. So on day 5, we were at ophthalmologist, and then they confirmed that it was bilateral congenital cataracts that he had.
Right. And then and then what happened?
Then we went down to Sydney. So he had to have surgery on one eye 3 weeks old, and then the second surgery on his other eye at 6 weeks old down at Randwick Children's Hospital to have the lens removed. Yeah.
And how is his vision now?
His vision is actually very good for his age group. He does wear glasses all the time, but we have had a lot of therapies and things, intense therapies.
Oh, sorry, Emma, your phone's just dropping out there. Did you say pretty intense therapies?
Yeah, intense therapy. So OT, speech therapy, orthoptics, physio, all through NDIS. So we've been pretty full on for the 2.5 years of his life, but it's finally starting to slow down now as he's doing so much better. So, yeah, he's doing really well now.
Emma, I'm a little intrigued, and I hope you don't mind me asking how speech therapy comes into all of this.
Well, it's all to do with your brain function. So because he was born essentially blind with the dense cataracts, you have to train the brain and the eyes to work, as well as speech interaction. Like, all of those things all come into, essentially with a disability, you've got to learn how to do all things, as opposed to if you were born normal with no vision impairment or hearing impairment or anything. You have to, train the brain and train your child essentially to learn all these things again properly and to meet their milestones and,
Wow. Well, on one hand, that sounds challenging for Hunter and for yourself, but on the other hand, aren't our brains amazing?
It is. It's amazing what, even like, because he had to have his surgery 3 weeks apart, we then had to train second eye, the one that got the surgery last, to match up to the first eye, because even just the, in those 3 weeks, the difference in abilities of what one eye could do and the other couldn't do. So it's all very interesting what the brain teaches you to see and do. Which is why the early intervention is the main important thing. Getting it picked up quite early can save a lot of trouble in the future for the little ones.
Emma, it can't be diagnosed in utero by the sounds of it. What have you learned about diagnosis and how it affects children in the years since you went through all this with Hunter?
I think it can in a very early, I think around the 30-week ultrasound mark, I think it can be detected, but unless you're specifically looking for it, so if it's a genetic condition, which in some cases are, it can be picked up, but you would have to be considerably looking for that condition for it to be noticed. Having the doctors and the paediatricians and nurses aware just to do that simple test, for it to be picked up early is amazing, as opposed to a few months or a few years down the track when, you've got a lot more work ahead of you to do that.
Are there signs then that parents of babies can watch for?
Yeah, so particularly when you take a photo, you know how you can take a photo and you can see that there's like the red flash in the eyes,
yes.
In both eyes.
Yes.
Sometimes it can come up like one eye can be red and one eye can be white. So that would be a consideration that, you know, you could get it checked. Any kids that have cloudiness in their eyes or like eye turning, all of these things, like it's funny, you think how can a baby tell you what they can see, or like as adults go to the optometrist, how can they tell you? But ophthalmologists are quite smart. So they can, you know, shine lights and dilate their pupils and they can see exactly what is going on from birth. So something that you would never think about. But if you notice something's wrong, speak to your local GP or your optometrist and definitely get it checked out, because the early interventions you can do for your little people. So,
yeah. Emma, yeah. How common is this? Have you learnt that there are others in the same boat as Hunter?
Yeah, it's not a huge, as I said, I'd never heard of it until he was born. Cataract Kids Australia has actually taught me, Megan, and we've got local Facebook groups. There's not many children in Newcastle that I'm aware of with cataracts, but I think they said it's 1 in 4,500 children, but that's old studies.
Right.
That could have it. So, yeah, it's not as common, like I haven't met many people face-to-face with the same condition, but through the support groups online and Facebook and Cataract Kids Australia, we've all made a great little community and all taught each other lots of things. So
Cataract Kids Australia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, my goodness. All my best to Hunter. At 2.5, does he may not know the whole Santa Christmas, but I bet he's excited.
He's very excited. He's got an older brother, Austin, who's 5, so they are counting down the days. It's a very exciting time in our house at the moment. So
wonderful.
Hopefully he's good and Santa brings what he wants for Christmas.
So, I'm sure little Hunter is on the good list. Surely.
Of course, for a 2.5-year-old. He's very well behaved.
I've never known a 2.5-year-old to be at all misbehaving.
No.
Emma, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. All the best to your family. Emma Cummings, she's from Lake Macquarie, just south of Newcastle, and little Hunter, 2.5 and doing well thanks to some early intervention after he was diagnosed with cataracts.